From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hey, Leanne.
I have some news for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. We had a study done, and we wanted to figure out how many people actually download the Sunday Puzzle as a podcast. Now, understanding there are millions of us who listen to us courtesy of their public radio stations, but do you realize it's an average of about 100,000 podcast
Whoa.
A month.
Fantastic.
I think that's great. Now, remind us of the challenge, a hard one that you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. I said, rearrange the 11 letters of interaction to make two closely related words. What are they?
What are they?
They are tar and nicotine.
You want to know how hard this was? We only had about 600 correct entries.
Oof.
And from those entries, we randomly selected Barbara Tylan of Columbia, South Carolina, to play with us. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Why does your name Tylan sound familiar to me? I think I've met someone named Tylan when
yes,
I went
to... Yes, my mother is a volunteer at WLTR Public Radio in Columbia. She's a CD librarian.
Oh, all right. But we want to reassure everyone listening that really the selection is random. We had no idea. But Barbara, I understand this is your first entry.
It is.
Congratulations. I'm glad you had the nerve to send one in because we picked you, you know.
Well, I never expected to win, I must confess.
Right. Well, but you're willing and able and ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Well, then, meet Will. Will, meet Barbara. Let's play.
Okay,
all right,
thanks.
Barbara. Today I brought a game of Hinkity Pinkity. Every answer is a two-word rhyming phrase where each word has three syllables. For example, if I said unexplained circumstance of the past, you would say history mystery.
Mm.
So two words that rhyme, and each word has three syllables.
Okay.
Here's number one. Monthly pay for working at an art store.
Gallery salary.
Ooh, that was fast. Number two, better looking guy paying for a kidnappee.
Handsomer, ransomer.
That's it. An average amount of boringness. An average amount of boringness.
Gosh, I'm drawing a blank.
Me too. But I drew a blank on the first two, so.
All right, I'll tell you this one. It's medium tedium.
Oh, okay.
All right, try this one. Chance drawing for some clayware.
Pottery lottery.
Nice one. Not as neat a Xerox machine.
Sloppier copier.
Sloppier copier is right. A more sadistic worker with gems.
Crueler jeweler.
Uh-huh. Faithfulness to the crown.
Faithfulness to the crown. Monarchy.
Or faithfulness to kings and queens.
Yeah. It's something with monarchy.
Well, what's faithfulness in three syllables?
Loyalty.
Nice. Royalty,
royalty,
is it?
Royalty, whichever.
Good. Whoever is the current leader living in the White House?
President.
Resident president is right?
President, yeah.
That's it. Merriment for average churchgoers.
Merriment for average churchgoers.
And what are, what do you call the congregation?
Worshippers?
No, no, it starts with an L.
Gaiety, laity.
That's it. Laiety, gaiety, is right.
Right. I'm getting them confused.
And here's your last one. A group of friends at an international service club.
An international service club.
Yeah.
USO type thing? Or
it's like a
Rotary?
Most town. That's it. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah? Rotary what? Rotary. A group of friends?
I'm
writing.
Sorry. This is so much harder than listening. I am so sorry.
Right. I think I
You're doing
this
great,
one.
Barbara.
You are, Barbara. I mean, I think we're tied here in the ones we've been able to get. This one, I think I know. Is it the Rotary Coterie?
Rotary Coterie is it.
Barbara, you're absolutely right. This was hard. But you did so well. You're the one that got me going. And it's not winning. It's not losing. It's about playing the game. And we actually have a very special celebrity guest puzzle prize reader. He's going to introduce himself. But first, we have a clip of his character. It's from How I Met Your Mother. This is really appropriate because of having met your mother. And the character is praying to the TiVo gods on this sitcom.
Almighty TiVo. We thank you for all the gifts you have given us. It seems greedy to ask anything more from you. Oh, magic box. But if you malfunction and miss the Super Bowl, we will destroy you in the alley with baseball bats.
Hey, it's Josh Radnor. I play Ted Mosby on the CBS comedy How I Met Your Mother. For playing our puzzle, you're going to get a weekend edition lapel pin. Fancy. And you're going to get the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books.
Hey, Barbara, what do you think?
Oh, I'm so excited. These are wonderful gifts. I am just so thrilled.
Well, we mentioned that I had met your mother at the station down in Columbia, South Carolina. Why don't you tell us what the call letters of that member station are?
WLTR.
All right. Barbara Tylan of Columbia, South Carolina. Please say hi to your mom for me, and thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
It was a lot of fun. It was very enjoyable.
Ah, the best part. All right, Will, the fun continues. What's the challenge for next week?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Scott Weiss of Walkerstown, Maryland. Name the sixth thing in a well-known series, change its third letter to the next letter of the alphabet, then rearrange all the letters. You'll get the name of the seventh thing in the series. What is it? So again, the sixth thing in a well-known series, change the third letter to the next letter of the alphabet, rearrange all the letters, and you'll name the seventh thing in this series. What names are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Great game, Will. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.